Tuesday Drive. It's Charlie here. Hello. In the news today, a zipline blood delivery drone applies for US trial. This is not scary at all. Drone delivery firm Zipline has revealed a new aircraft that it says will let it make up to 500 deliveries every day. Zipline operates a commercial service delivering blood supplies in Rwanda. The new drone weighs 20 kilos and can carry 1.75 kilos of cargo. It can drop its delivery to an area about the size of two parking spaces, which is about the same accuracy as the average Yodel delivery driver. The firm has now applied to take part in a trial being organised by the US Federal Aviation Authority, the FAA. Yes, drones carrying blood in America. Soon to be, possibly, maybe. I'm still looking forward to having an Amazon one or equivalent hover over my garden and deposit its gubbins on my helipad. Part of me thinks that'll be really cool as it buzzes overhead. Is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's my DVD that I ordered yesterday. But I just know it's going to be a nightmare because it's going to hover over the wrong garden or something and it's going to land in the bush and you're going to have to get the broom out and, you know, try and fish the package out of the bush and, oh. And for those of us, you know, if you live in an apartment and, you know, all you've got is like a balcony or what are those French doors where you just have a railing right in front of them, like a balconette, I guess. What do you do? Leave a window open and they sort of, like the old mail trains years ago where you have like a hook at the side of the tracks. And the train goes past and just picks up the mailbag off the hook as it goes past without stopping. Or like a basketball hoop on the side of your apartment, three floors up. Slam dunk.